Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm just calling about a pending charge that's showing up on my credit card statement when I check it. And I don't know what this charge is for and why I'm.
All right, well, can I have a zip code to see if I can pull up an account?
37075.
All right, thank you for that. May I have your first and last name?
It's Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A, Byrum, B-Y-R-U-M.
All right. All right, so I do have an account pulled up with that first and last name. Could you verify the shipping address I'm seeing here?
Yes, it's 181. Mockingbird Hill Road, Hendersonville, Tennessee, 37075.
All right, thank you for that. Give me one moment while I look at the account.
Okay.
All right, so I did just look at the account, and so I'm seeing here we're on the 21st of May. Our Focus watch is a smartwatch. It was ordered during the pay shipping and handling. Also, in the terms and conditions, it states it puts the account on a 14-day trial, which is a 4-day shipping and a 10-day trial. The customer has to call in to cancel that trial so they can keep the watch at shipping and handling costs. If it's not canceled after that, before that 14-day trial is up, then the customer would be billed a one-time charge at the original amount of what that watch is.
Okay, well, I never received a watch.
You haven't received your watch?
No, I have not received a watch. And see, I thought everything, you know, I had two things at that time show up, and I thought they were canceled. So, no, I've never received a watch. I just assumed it was everything was canceled.
Okay.
Do you show a shipment date?
Yes, ma'am. Let me track that.
Okay.
It said it was delivered on May on the 28th.
No, never got it.
Or do you know anyone that could have picked it up?
No, it was delivered to our house. Is that 181 Mockingbird Hill Road?
Yes, ma'am. That was the correct address that you verified that I had on file.
My husband and I are the only ones who live here at this address, and no, it has not been received.
Let's see here.
What was the charge on 5/21 you said?
On the 21st, it was a $5.97 charge. And then I see here it was a $19.94 charge as well, but I see where you tried to call in and cancel that. So they put in notation to refund that. Wait a minute. Yeah, you were misbilled because you did cancel that. I do apologize. Give me one moment while I do that.
Okay.
All right. So you should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. I also
what, the $69.97?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What were you starting to say before I interrupted
and
you?
And I also have a, what is it called? A cancellation number for you. And the cancellation number is just verification from me to you. The account has been canceled.
Okay.
All right. So that cancellation number is C as in cancel.
C as in cancel. Mm-hmm.
77105. 77105? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And let me ask you, so you're saying you're going to get a refund for $69.97. This whole account's canceled, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Could I get a refund for that $5.97 because I have not seen anything?
Well, I'm not sure if I would be able to do that one because once the truck marks it as delivered, then that's when it states it as a valid charge.
What if it never was delivered? I mean, you know, it's like, I think I've learned my lesson from these surveys. I'm never going to participate in one of those again. It's like, you know, you go through this and you don't know what you're ending up with. And so, but I mean, I would appreciate if you could check into that one too, because I never seen the watch or whatever it was. Was it a watch?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, never has been received. Nothing from you. Would it be coming from this New Tech Fast Clean, whatever? Is that where it would be coming from or what?
Ma'am?
Where's the address where it was supposed to have been shipped from?
Where it was shipped from or to?
Mm-hmm. From?
Okay, from, let me see here. From 10508 from Milpitas, California.
California. Okay, could it be delayed, you think? But you said it's showing delivered.
Yeah, on May the 28th, it marked it as delivered. And that's because we go by where the trucking company market. So once they mark it as delivered, that's when it makes it a valid charge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But if the customer never receives it, what do you do in those situations?
I'm not sure, only because I'm not saying that you didn't receive it. I'm just saying, like, once it's marked as delivered on our end, we wouldn't be able to go check to see if it was delivered or not. So once they mark it as delivered, that's when it's a valid charge. So we basically go by whatever UPS sends us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can you give me the address again? 105 what again? 105?
Sierra Way, that's S as in Sam, ERRA.
Way?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the city?
Milpitas, California.
Will you spell that?
Yes, ma'am. That'll be M as in money, I as in India, L as in love, P as in Paul, I as in India, T as in Tom, A as in apple, S as in Sam.
Milpitas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's in California. That's the address it was shipped from, you say. Does it have a company? Name of the company?
It'll be Focus Watch.
Focus Watch. Okay. Is there a way to contact them? Because I need to find out what's going on here.
All right.
It never was received.
I could, let me see here. I could probably get you transferred to a supervisor.
Okay. You've been very helpful. I appreciate it.
I'm going to get you transferred. You will hear music playing for a brief moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.